The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Yuma has been graciously dedicated in memory of Avigail Meimarachel Aleha HaShalom, Bas Yibodel Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Reb Chaim Aaron, Admeya Ve'esrim Shana. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zchus for her neshama.
Yuma Daf Samechei. The Gemara here continues on explaining the Mishnah. V'oid Omer Yehuda Nishpech Adam Yomet HaMishtaleach. Yehuda says that if the dam, if the blood of the Soyer that's shechted for the kapara of the Klal Yisrael in general got spilled, the twin Soyer that's shafted and brought as a korban bifnim, that its blood is spritzed inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim and in the Kodesh. So now that that blood is lost, so you can't fully complete the mitzvahs of that blood. So therefore we have to kill the, we send the Soyer, the other twin, which would have been thrown off the cliff, we're going to let it die, and we're going to have to bring a different pair of Seirim as Karbanis for the Yom Kippur Avodah. So the Gemara says like this, Bishlama Nishpach Adam Yomet HaMishtaleach. Bishlama, I can understand that if the dam spilled from the soil that was shechted, so then we can no longer use the twin which is supposed to be sent to Azazel, the Akati Leif Avin Mitzvase. Since the mitzvah of the Soyer HaMishtaleach wasn't done yet, so then I can understand why it's unfitting for it to be brought. Its mitzvah wasn't done, and since its other twin failed, so to say, it did not come to completion, and the two karbanos go together. So if the soil that shechted failed, so I can't use the soil mishtaleach any longer, since we never started using that soil that's going to be thrown down. Ela meis hamishtaleach, but if the animal that's supposed to be thrown down died on its own, why then do I say that you have to spill the blood and you can't use the carbon that was shechted and its blood was spritzed? Correcting Gemara that since I completed all the mitzvahs that applied to the soyer that was geshachting, it was fully complete. He shechted it. He did all the zrikos that were necessary. Just that its twin died, but I finished. I already completed its mitzvah. How can its mitzvah be undone once it was already finished? Amri de'Abyanai, Sebyani answers, Omer Akshav, because the pasuk says, Yo'am Adchai lifnei Hashem, lechati. And Mata Yi Azok Liyo Ischai Ash'as Mat and Domim Shachaver. Until when does the Soyer, which is sent to Azazel, have to be alive? It has to be alive until all the Matanois of the carbon are done. From this Gemara we see, really we already see this in the Mishnah, but we see perhaps a little more in this Gemara how the Soyer that's sent to Azazel is connected very strongly with the Soyer that's shechted and its blood is spritzed inside the Kodesh HaKadosh. From this concept that the two Seirim are connected, we could understand and appreciate the words of the Maril. The Maril in Hilchos Yom Kippur discusses the piyut that we say in Chazoras Hashat. During Mosif of Yom Kippur, we add in piyutim. Piyutim are tfilos that either Tanoim, Rishonim, or Geonim composed, that just say, they talk, the whole tefillah is about the whole Yom Kippur Avodah. The purpose is that just like with all Karbonis, now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, by learning the halachas of a carbon, it's as if we brought a carbon. By saying psukim of a carbon, it's as if we brought a carbon. So this Python, this author, composed a prayer, a tefillah, that will speak about the whole Seder of the Avodah of Yom Kippur. And by that we say, the Avodah of Yom Kippur will be as if we did the Avodah of Yom Kippur. So in any case, the Maril, who's one of the Rishonim, discusses a lot of the Minhagim that we have. A lot of the Minhagim are found, and we can source them back to the Maril. So Maril says as follows, Amar Marie Segel, the Maril said, Shekol Yomov, Tliya Be'enov, his entire life, there was something that was strange in his eyes. Why is it that in this piyut of Chazoras Hashat, we discuss at length that soir that's shechted and its blood is spritzed inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, more so than discussing the soir that's sent to Azazel? Why? What's the matter? The problem is because we know that the soir that's shechted and its blood is spritzed in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that brings a kapara for all the averos that relate to the Tumas HaMikdash Ukdoshov. That's only a kapara on the averos for entering the Beis HaMikdash while being Tameh, or even Kodesh when somebody's Tameh. Whereas the Sawyer that sent to Azazel, that's Mechaper, that brings Kapara to the Yidden and all the Averis. All other Averis, the Soya Mishtaleach is Mechaper. So, in fact, the Maril asks the Maril, nowadays, that in his days, the majority of Yidden lived outside of Eretz Yisrael. Even today, perhaps the majority lives in Eretz Yisrael, but at least large segment, at least a high percentage of Yidden live out of Eretz Yisrael, and they are busy saying this piyut on Yom Kippur. So why is it that the main focus should be on the soyer which is shechted and its blood is spritzed in Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is only mechaper and tumas mikdash ukdoshov, when in fact we don't even live in Eretz Yisrael? We're so far away from the Beis HaMikdash, so if we didn't enter Eretz Yisrael, we certainly did not enter the Beis HaMikdash with Tumo. So we don't need that kapara. The whole purpose of the piyut is that it should be considered as if we brought that carbon. What does a carbon do? It brings a kapara for an aveir. If we didn't do that, those aveirs that the kapara is bring, that the carbon is bringing a kapara for, so why do we say it? Okay, so perhaps we say it, but why do we go at length discussing that one even more than the soil which is done, which is sent to the Azazel, which that brings kapara for all that there is that we do need a kapara for? So Mariel says in one tarot that even in his days, there was a minority of Yidden that lived in Eretz Yisrael. And this concept of Arvos, we are responsible for the Averis of everyone else. And being that there are people in Eretz Yisrael that might have been Nichshal in the Averis of entering the Makim HaMikdash, so we have to bring a kafara for them. So therefore, there is an explanation, there is understanding why we should discuss it and why we should mention in the piyut the soya which is done brought inside. Okay, but that would only be really a half an answer. That cannot explain why we mention it, but why should we go at length? I mean, the Maril understands that during that piyut we are more lengthy about the soya that's brought inside the Kiddush HaKadosh. Personally, I looked at the piyut. I had a hard time seeing where the Maril is coming from, that we discuss the soya that's brought bifnim more than that soya la'azazel. To me, to my small understanding, it seems that we discuss the soya anasa la'azazel more than that soya anasa bifnim. Perhaps the Maril had a different piyut, or I'm lacking some understanding. But in any case, the Maril said that we discuss at length, even more so, the soya that's brought bifnim, the soya that's shechted, more than that soya that's sent to Azov. So says Maril, a second teretz that will give us perhaps an understanding and appreciation. Says the Maril, since we have this concept, like we saw in our Gemara, it starts with our Mishnah, maybe even more so in our Gemara, that one Seir is dependent on the other Seir. These two Seirim are connected, they're twins, and if you're missing one, you don't have the other. So in other words, the two Seirim are connected. So it's true, even if all the Yidden will live outside of Eretz Yisrael, and they were never Nichshal, they never violated these averos of entering the Beis HaMikdash while being Tameh throughout the entire year. So they don't have to have this kapara. But since to get the kapara of the soyer which is sent to Azazel, they have to bring that soyer that's Mechaper and Tumas Mikdash Uktoshov, so we have to discuss that soyer as well. I believe the deep understanding of the Maril is that although primarily the kapara of the soya that's shechted is for the Tumas Mikdash Uktoshav, but it must be that inherently it's also mechaper, it's also to a certain degree bringing a kapara for all the other averis. Indirectly, it must be that it's also bringing a kapara for the other averis. And therefore, even if the majority of Yidden, or all the Yidden, live outside Eretz Yisrael, it's a very important component of the Avodah of Yom Kippur, and it's very important for us to mention it, because that's also a part and parcel of the Kapara for all the other Averis. Then the Maril explains, why is it that we make a whole to-do during this piyut about the vidui that the Kohen Gadol did? The words of the piyut uses a lot of words to explain. He says the whole vidui, some of the other parts of the avodah, the titan, the author, just says very shortly in his beautiful poetry. He uses few words to describe many avodas that we have blether and blether, pages and pages of Gemara to explain. This Python, this author just condensed it into a few words. Nevertheless, when he discusses the vidui, that he says the entire vidui out, says what the Yidden did, what all the watchers did, that they made a shtachavo and they said Baruch Shem. And according to the way we have minhagim, the nigunim that we sing, we make a whole to-do about it. It takes 20 minutes, half an hour, just to go through the vidui that the Kohen Gadol did. So it says the Maril, so simply we can understand because that's the main focus. The main idea of the Soyer is that we should do tshuva together with the carbon. Carbon is only mechaper with the tshuva. it's a necessary component, and that's perhaps the main part, and the main thing that we have to think about is that we're doing tshuva. It's not enough, it's insufficient that we just say the words of the carbon. The Ratzon HaTorah is that we should actually do tshuva together with that carbon. So that could be on the simple level. But the Maril adds that since the Gemara says that when the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur would say this vidui, a nes, Chazal tells us that when the Kohen Gadol would say this, his voice would be heard in Yerichai. In other words, he would say it loudly, and Hashem would make a nes that would be able to be heard so far as Yerichai. So you see that Hashem made a nes for such a thing. It must be that it was a very important component, a very important piece. And that's why we, when we want to replicate, when we want to say a piyut and speak out and learn, we also try almost demonstrating whatever we could. We're not demonstrating that much, but we want to demonstrate a little of the avodah. We do ishtachavoh, like they did ishtachavoh. We go ahead and we also make a whole to-do of the vidui, since that vidui was something that was heard very loud, so do we also make a to-do over it. I think it's worth mentioning, while we discuss the different parts of the avodah of Yom Kippur, it's worth mentioning an important point that one way of explaining it is a machshava that could perhaps bring light to all the avodah we have, all the Yiddishkeit and all the avodah we do throughout the entire year. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, we all know, as we're learning these letter, he would go to the mikveh 5 times, and he would be mekadesh yodav yaglov from the kiyar. He would wash his hands and feet from the kiyar water 10 times. These 5 times that he went to the mikveh, one time was the first time in the morning, that was standard, like any kohen that would do avodah. And the other times that he went to the mikveh were each time that he switched clothing, he went to the mikveh. So in other words, before he first did some avodah, he went to the mikveh and he did some avodahs. Then he was about to put on his big day love and about to go into the Kodesh HaKadosh, so he went to the mikveh. Then when he came out of the Kodesh HaKadosh to do the avodahs that were in the regular Kodesh, then he again went to the mikveh to put on his big day love, to put on his golden clothing, the full set of 8 clothing. And then, when he went back into the Kodesh HaKadosh, he went again to the mikveh. Then when he came out, he went again to the mikveh. In other words, he went to the mikveh every time before he went to the Kodesh HaKadosh and after he came out of the Kodesh HaKadosh. So the big question is, why is it that he went to the mikveh after he came out of the Kodesh HaKadosh? I can understand that he went to the mikveh before he went into the Kodesh HaKadosh. That's what we have all over. Keseder, before a person goes and does something of Kodesh, you find the mikveh will give him more Kedusha and Tahara. So he had a mitzvah to go to the mikveh to add Kedusha and Tahara unto himself before he went into the Kodesh HaKadosh. That we can understand. But why is it that after he came out of the Kodesh HaKadosh, then again he had to do go to the mikveh? What was the purpose of that? L'chayre, that doesn't shtim with that we have all over, that going to the mikveh is before something of Kodesh. Before a Kohen could eat Truma, let's say, if he's making himself tar, but before he's going to eat Truma from the Tumah, he has to be Mitai himself, he has to go to the mikveh. And Chazal added extra, all the different chumras of Chazal, for Truma and for Kodesh, everything is before something of Kedusha, a person goes to the mikveh. We never anywhere else find that after a davar of Kodesh that a person should go to the mikveh. So the truth is that one of the Rishonim already addresses this question. The Ralbag Al HaTorah explains that in Ochanami, here it's different. Although all over in Kol HaTorah Kula, a person would go to the concept of going to the mikveh is before something of Kodesh, nevertheless, here it's after something of Kodesh. And because here the whole idea of going to the mikveh after he came out of Kodesh HaKadosh was just to show separation. It's just a way of separating the avoidance of Pnim and avoidance of Chutz. By that we separate, we do something, he does some action that shows and differentiates and separates the avoidance he does in Kodesh HaKadosh, the avoidance he does out of the Kodesh HaKadosh, that alone shows that it must be the Kodesh HaKadosh is separate and more Kodesh. That's his way of explaining. But if Zevin, although he does not bring down this Ra'bag, and he says on his own, he asks the question, he says on his own, a new Mahalis that perhaps could bring, shed light on a lot of, many other halachim of Yiddishkeit, many other concepts in Yiddishkeit. Says if Zevin that the truth is, throughout our entire lives, throughout the year, there's such a thing as manim. And Keseder, we're having something of Kodesh and then Choyo. Then Kodesh and then Choyo. We have 6 days of a week, then we have Shabbos. We have days of the year, then we have a Yom Tov. And then after the Yom Tov comes days of the year. Keseder, we have Kodesh and then Choyo, Kodesh and then Choyo, Kodesh and then Choyo. That's how Hashem made the calendar. So Kepshutoi, one might think that a person has Kodesh, days of Kodesh, and then afterwards he falls back down and he goes to days of Chayol. Says if Zevin, no, that's not the Pshat. It's not the Pshat that a person falls back after he went through a Yom Kodesh, after a person went through a Shabbos. It's not the Pshat, he falls back into his regular weekday activities and he loses the Kedush and he falls back in Madrega. No. Everything is always steiging. Everything is always going higher. The purpose is that a person should, after 6 days of a week, that is only weekday of Yimei Choyo, I'll come to higher Madrega, I'll come to Shabbos, and I'll have a Yom Kodesh, and I'll elevate himself to higher Madrega. But that's just to boost him up and to prepare him for the next week. But what's even a higher Madrega than having that Yom Shabbos is to take all the Kedusha that he got from the Yom Shabbos and to put that into Yimei HaChol. All the Madregas that a person has, they acquire over a Shabbos, over a Yom Tov, wherever it may be, they're supposed to take that with them, take that in the baggage and add it into Yimei HaChol. If on Shabbos they got uplifted, they came to a new machshava, they came to something, a new madrega in thinking about Hashem, they're supposed to take that with them. And even after the Shabbos, when they're busy with their mundane activities, but they're supposed to elevate, they're supposed to focus and concentrate that those mundane activities are all for the purpose of bringing out Kedushas Hashem, Kiddush Hashem. And you're supposed to take that elevation from Shabbos and put that into the Yimei HaChol. And then when they do that, that Chol is even more Kaddish. Taking the Chol and making the Chol into Kaddish is even more Kaddish than the Yom Kaddish itself. And then after a person gets used to that, then they'll come to another Shabbos and they're supposed to come to an even higher Madrega. So in other words, like this, we can understand that in a Chanami, going to the mikveh is always only before something that's Kaddish. But the Torah is saying, the Torah is showing that when the Kohen Gadol comes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he goes to the mikveh again. Because now he has to come to a higher Madrega. Now he has to go and take the avodah that he does b'chutz, the avodah that he does outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Although it's not, he doesn't have that inherent Kedusha, but he's supposed to take his Kaifat and his whatever he got uplifted, the Kedusha that he got and he was able to put into himself from the Kedusha HaKadoshim, and now he's supposed to use that in the Yimei HaChol, in his mundane life, in his, this is not, it's not even mundane, but whatever lesser Kedusha it is, he's supposed to imbue that Kedusha into whatever he has. And so therefore that coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the most Kodesh take a place. But a person could walk out of that Kodesh HaKadoshim and take that Kedusha with him and elevate the Choyl, elevate the things that are not Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that could be even a higher Madrega. And therefore, going, and when he goes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he also has to go to the Mikveh, because that's also a preparation for a higher Madrega.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.